Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said you know that your memory is failing when you watch TV reruns and they seem like they're new to you. We're happy to have the privilege of Bible study today, and we're glad that you're listening. We've been talking this week about what the Bible says about the subject of sin. The Bible points out the fact that all of us stand condemned before God. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Satan, of course, is the one who tempted man to do the wrong thing. And so in Romans 5 and verse 12, Paul explains by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death is passed on all men, for all have sinned. All of us then stand guilty. We do not inherit that sin. The Bible does not say that sin is an inherited thing, but rather a committed thing, something that we do. James chapter 1, start with verse 13, points out, every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lusts and enticed. Well, it's not inherited. We don't become guilty of sin by birth. We become guilty of sin by violating law that God has given. 1 John 3 and verse 4. So what does the Bible say about God's attitude in regard to sin? Well, God hates sin, and that's very obvious. The book of Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 13 says God is of purer eyes than to behold sin. He's repulsed by it. He turns away from sin. Does God love everyone? Yes. Does that mean that God approves of everything everybody does? And the answer is no. Sometimes in an effort to justify an immoral conduct, people say, well, God loves everybody. And what they're really saying is that God forgets about the fact that they're guilty of sin. But that isn't what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that Jesus died on the cross in order to provide redemption for mankind. There is no salvation without the death of Christ. Therefore, sin is not something to be taken lightly. It isn't taken lightly by God, and it certainly ought not to be taken lightly by us. Another question that comes up that we want to know what the Bible says about it is the matter of our becoming guilty of sin. Do we have a choice in regard to the matter of redemption? There are those who teach the doctrine that Calvin taught many years ago, and that doctrine is that God has made our decision for us, and that we are determined at the time of our birth either to be saved or to be lost. And Calvin even said this, this number, the number of those who are going to be saved, is so fixed that it cannot be added to or diminished from. Basically, he's saying, you really have no choice. God decided for you before your birth whether you were going to go to heaven or going to go to a place of torment. Does the Bible teach that? What does the Bible say about freedom of choice? Turn with me to the book of Joshua, chapter 24, and let's look together at verse 15. Joshua, describing his condition and the condition of his family, explained this to the people of God. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Now he pointed out that some were serving the gods of the Amorites in whose land they dwelt. But Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Does that sound to you like Joshua had made a decision, that it was in his hands, and that he had made up his mind to serve God? Well, I think nobody who's reasonable can read that passage without seeing that Joshua was saying, I of my own volition am making a decision for myself and for my family that we will serve God. Friends, the idea that Satan is going to place before us a choice and we have no choice in the matter just doesn't make good sense at all, does it? When I read the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, and verse 19, I find Moses saying this, I set before you life and death. Then notice his admonition. Choose life that you may live. In other words, there's a choice to be made. There's a decision to be made. Now, not only is that found in the Old Testament, but the New Testament abounds in passages that tell us the choice is in our hands. Let's look at Matthew chapter 7, 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. For straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now read the passage again, and ask yourself the question, to whom is he saying, enter ye in? Well, it's to the people of God who are being told, you make a decision. People everywhere are being given a choice. You enter in. There are two ways that you can go. Who makes the decision as to which way you go? That's in our hands, isn't it? No wonder, then, that the Lord said the choice must be made, either to be on the way that leads to life or the way that leads to eternal destruction. So the choice is mine. When somebody says, God predetermined whether I'm going to be lost or going to be saved, that isn't New Testament teaching, is it? That isn't what the Bible teaches about the subject of sin. Think about this passage, Revelation 22 and verse 17. The record simply tells us that there's a choice to be made. Whosoever will, that includes all of us, doesn't it? Whosoever will, let him enter in to the way that leads to life. He makes a decision. The decision is his. He makes up his mind which direction he's going to go. And so when he says, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely, that places it in our hands. We can't blame God if we're lost. We can't blame God if we do not obtain the joys of heaven. It's a choice we make. Once in a while, somebody says, oh, God is just too good to send a man to eternal torment. Friends, God doesn't send people there. People make up their own mind. And when they decide not to serve God, they're making the decision. It's not God making a decision contrary to their will. I can read in the Bible about people responding positively to the gospel of Christ. I can also read of people responding negatively. I find people on the day of Pentecost saying, what must we do? And being told, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. The record says the same day there was added unto them about 3,000 souls. Who made the choice? God didn't make it for them. They made up their own mind. It was a choice they decided. Then I read in the 24th chapter of the book of Acts of a man named Felix. When it was reasoned with him about righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, he turned away. He rejected. What does the Bible say then about the freedom of choice? The Bible says, whosoever wills, we make up our mind. We appreciate the opportunity of our study today. Please listen again tomorrow. We return you now to our announcement.